Hey, welcome back for another episode. If you're listening to this in real time, then tomorrow is August. Tomorrow is August 1st, 2023. I'm not really sure how we got here, but here we are, like smack dab in the middle of summer. And I want to try some new things in August. I'm wondering if you'll be willing to try anything new with me. August is National Wellness Month. So what better time than right now for us to embrace some fun new wellness habits, a little bit more self-care, maybe try something new we've never tried before, all in the name of taking good care of ourselves and making ourselves feel good. What do you say? Today, I am going to share with you 10 ideas for new wellness habits that maybe you'll want to try this month. They're not things that I necessarily do all of. I do some of them already. There are definitely things on this list that I'm interested in trying fresh right alongside you. So let's dive into what these 10 ideas are for fun new wellness habits. And then when we're all done, you can send me a DM and let me know what you will be trying this month. Here we go. Hey there, and welcome to Be Well with Steph, the podcast. This is the show for you if you believe that personal wellness can be an actively pursued goal, and you're ready to tackle building healthier daily habits with a little bit of good humor, a little bit of grace, and a little bit of coffee. I'm Steph, I'm your wellness and nutrition coach and your host, and I want to make it really clear. You're not expected to be or live perfectly here. Lord knows I don't. After battling diet culture and then learning to navigate the world of wellness culture myself, I know a few things are true. One, it doesn't have to be complicated to be effective. Two, you are capable of creating a lifestyle you love. And three, you have everything you need to start doing that today inside your own beautiful self. On this show, we'll talk about nourishing yourself, moving your body, getting a good night's sleep, caring for your mental health, being in community, and maintaining day-to-day practices that make you feel good. I'm here to help empower you to create and maintain a lifestyle of wellness that gives you the strength, energy, and confidence to go after your wildest dreams. Wellness habit idea number one is get your morning sunshine. Every day as the sun rises, it emits the natural light that plays a crucial role in regulating our circadian rhythm. Circadian rhythm is also known as our internal body clock. So exposure to sunlight in the morning helps to synchronize this rhythm of our body clock, which helps promote better sleep patterns and increases our alertness throughout the day. Morning sunlight is also such a rich source of vitamin D, helps our body turn cholesterol into vitamin D really early, first thing in the morning, really easily, which is vital for maintaining our strong bones, our healthy immune system, and a variety of other nervous system processes and psychological processes. So sunlight triggers the release of serotonin in our brain, a hormone that makes us feel good, boosts our mood, and reduces our stress level. So if we can embrace some morning sunlight, we have so many health benefits that can come our way and start our day off like in a good zone, feeling energized and vibrant, a good mood booster. And we know that the sunlight is helping to improve some things on the inside that we can't feel right away, but that we know are there too. So that's habit idea number one is get your morning sunshine. Habit idea number two is grounding. So while you are out there in the morning getting your morning sunlight, why don't you take your shoes off? Grounding is all about being connected with the earth. So when we kick off our shoes and we walk barefoot on the ground or we lie down in the grass, it's like charging ourselves with nature's energy. There are studies that say that grounding can reduce inflammation, can improve our sleep, and can boost our immune system. It also helps our body's electrical system. So thanks to those neurons that we pick up from the earth, like the sunlight charges the earth, we pick up the energy from the earth. Did I say neurons? I meant to say electrons. Okay, right? Like electric, like energy. We're getting energy from the sun. So the sun charges the ground and produces electrons. We pick up and attract those electrons from the earth. This is science, guys. I'm not just like making something up right now. You can Google this. But we actually pick up that energy from the earth. And it does have benefits again in like reducing our inflammation, improving our immune system, and really boosting our energy levels for the day. So the next time you get the chance to go out and get your morning sunshine, kick off your shoes, go through for a walk through your backyard, or dig your feet into the dirt, or rub your hands into the sand, or lay out on your lawn and breathe for a few minutes, your body and your mind will definitely thank you for it. The third habit we might think of trying is drinking lemon water with a little bit of salt first thing in the morning. Now, you know that I am a coffee drinker, and this is not a habit that comes naturally to me. Drinking like plain water in the morning doesn't always feel like it sits well with my system, but I'm thinking that lemon water with salt might. And there are actually a lot of health benefits that this has to offer us. First of all, the combination of the lemon and the salt help to hydrate the body and replenish our essential minerals that we may have lost overnight. So it makes it really refreshing and a natural way to kickstart your day. Lemon provides a good dose of vitamin C for your immune system and your overall health. And the acidity of the lemons might actually aid in digestion throughout the day and detoxification of the body by stimulating the liver and promoting good bowel movements. So a lot to be said for the acid of the lemon and the vitamin C. The salts, salt in general, when consumed in moderation, can help with maintaining your electrolyte balance, which will help to make sure that you're actually hydrated when you're drinking water, and support of your nervous system function. You want to make sure that you're using good quality salt, like not cheap table salt, but like a high quality sea salt or a pink Himalayan salt that has a lot of minerals and trace elements naturally in it. And lemon water with salt like could be an awesome way to start your day and to get things moving. Positive effects. Remember, it's just like one part of an overall healthy lifestyle, and it's not breakfast by any means, but it could be an awesome way to start your day. So for August, my National Wellness Month tiny habit commitment, I'm going to try starting my day with this lemon water with a little bit of mineral salt and see how I feel. Wellness habit number four, mindful journaling. Mindful journaling is such a fantastic practice that combines the benefits of being mindful and mindfulness with journaling. And you know, I'm a big proponent of journaling in general, but putting it together with mindfulness helps to promote real self-awareness and more emotional well-being. So to get started with mindful journaling, you're just going to find a quiet place, a comfortable place, maybe outside. You're getting your morning sunlight, combining it with journaling. Maybe it is on your couch or in your bed or in your kitchen, wherever it's like comfortable and quiet for you for a few minutes that you can focus without distraction. You'll begin by taking a few deep breaths, get yourself centered, and then you set some sort of intention for your journaling session. Maybe exploring your emotions or gaining insight into a particular situation or feeling at peace. And then as you write, you want to be fully present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings, not judging them, but just noticing what they are. You write by allowing your words to flow out naturally and expressing yourself authentically. If your mind wanders, you just notice that it wandered and gently bring your focus back to the present and the act of writing, just as you would in a mindful meditation. Mindful journaling can be done daily, in the morning or in the evening, or whenever you just feel like you need to reflect and connect with your actual inner self. Remember, there's no right or wrong way to journal. Ever. The key is just to be open and honest with yourself throughout that process. Wellness habit idea number five, go on a nature walk. Going on a nature walk is such a fun way to recharge and connect with the world around you. It gets you to step away from the hustle and bustle of your life, from whatever chaos is going on, and instead immerse yourself in nature. Think crisp air, rustling leaves, birds singing, all of your senses wake up and give you a break from the chaos, but also from screens and from technology and from other people's agendas in your life. As you stroll along on a nature walk, you see the beauty of the seasons. You might notice the clouds or the colors of the leaves changing or flowers blooming that weren't blooming last week. And nature walks offer not only physical exercise as you get your blood pumping and your muscles working, but also nurture your mental well-being, reduce your stress, and promote a sense of serenity. It's kind of a chance to marvel at the wonders of the natural world and then find solace in some simple time. So put on your sneakers, get your water bottle. Maybe you're combining all of the above with your morning sun and a little bit of the earth on your skin and a little bit of journaling, and you are going for a walk. Let me interrupt this episode for just a minute to tell you about a brand that I love. When I'm choosing a nutritional product or a supplement, there are a few things that I look for. I look for quality. Since supplements are unregulated, meaning anyone can manufacture and sell them without having their product tested and approved, it can be tricky to know if you're actually getting a high-quality product that's going to give you the support you're looking for. You should always make sure that the company you choose can prove that their products have been third-party tested to ensure that they contain what they claim and they don't contain things like toxins or heavy metals. I also look for taste. Of course, if I'm going to take something routinely, I want it to taste good. This isn't the number one factor for me, but it's certainly helpful in making a new product or supplement into a habit. We usually build faster and more consistent habits around things that we enjoy. I also look for a company that I believe in. I'm really trying to make intentional choices around the companies that I vote for with my dollars. And to me, that means companies that are ethical, both with their employees and their manufacturing or production, companies that use sustainable sourcing for their ingredients, and that work toward environmentally friendly packaging. A company also gets a huge bonus point from me if their mission statement includes serving others. It's these reasons and more that I intentionally choose to use and promote COS. All of COS's products are thoroughly third-party certified, so they can guarantee that I'm getting exactly what they claim without any risk of toxins. And they pack in a ton of nutrients from organic plant sources. COS is totally delicious, from their number one best-tasting plant-based protein award to their other powdered supplements and gummies. I'm also proud to stand alongside COS's mission to feed the hungry around the world, called Project 10 Million Meals. Every unit of COS purchase will help provide a meal to a local family in need through the food bank nearest to you in partnership with Feeding America. And right there are their bonus points. You can try COS products by heading to their website or the link in my show notes and using the code BeWellWithSteph for 15% off your purchase. That's BeWellWithSteph on their website for anything you want to try. Thank you also for intentionally choosing to support companies like COS. I know you're going to love their products. Okay, back to the episode. Number six is, of course, one of my favorites, and that is eat seasonal produce. August and September in Western New York, if that's where you are, like that's where I am, but really around the country, August and September bring a harvest of delicious seasonal produce. Toward the end of summer, farmers markets here, I don't know about where you are, but here are full of an array of fruits and vegetables. Peaches, apples, tomatoes, bell peppers, zucchini. Such fresh and colorful additions to your summer food. And there's also things like potatoes and carrots that can be more comforting and satiating and give you a sense of fullness. By embracing the abundance of seasonal produce, you also support local farmers and get yourself the freshest foods, the most nutrients, and allow you to enjoy the region's flavors that are all too brief. So we really want to dive in and take as much advantage as we can of consuming produce that is in season in the area that we live in. Healthy habit idea number seven, make a mocktail. Now, I'm not saying you have to drink mocktails all the time, but they do offer a really refreshing alternative for people who choose to reduce or eliminate their alcoholic beverages. They're also great at including people and enabling everybody to join in on the fun during summer gatherings. Mocktails are a great option if you are pregnant, if you're the designated driver, if you are watching your calorie intake, or if you just want to reduce your alcohol consumption and feel a little bit more energetic. They're also super easy to make. You can do anything. You can combine like any kind of seltzers and juices and like herbs and extracts and kombucha and tea and all kinds of things. You could try a virgin mojito. Mojitos are one of my favorite, by combining lime and mint and soda water and then a little touch of sweetness if you like. Or another idea that I really love is to try a watermelon basil cooler. It's blending up watermelon and blending up watermelon and basil and maybe some ice in the blender and a splash of lemon juice. Like, the possibilities for mocktails are endless. And they really make your summer occasions and parties super vibrant, super colorful and pretty and fun, but still super healthy. Healthy habit idea number 8 is read for fun. Reading for fun is not just like a fun pastime, but it really is good for your health. I have consumed 2 novels in the last like 3 weeks, in addition to the other reading that I do, and it just feels so good to immerse myself in a good book, to escape from stress, to escape from the demands of daily life, and let my mind unwind and relax. It's like going on a mental vacation for just a few minutes without having to leave home. This stress reduction can actually lead to lower blood pressure, reduced heart rate, and an overall sense of more calm. Reading also, of course, exercises our brains, keeping them sharp and agile, which could really be beneficial in preventing, you know, changes in our cognition as we get older. Reading also, they say, can enhance your empathy and your emotional intelligence by immersing us into different people's perspectives and experiences that otherwise we might not experience. So the next time you open up a book just for fun and you're feeling a little bit guilty about just like taking that fun time for yourself, remember, you are not just enjoying a great story, you are also investing in your well-being. You're welcome. Number 9 is to play with essential oils. And this is something that I am experimenting with a little bit more in my life, and I'd like to do more of during National Wellness Month in August. Essential oils can really be your summertime friends in supporting your health and well-being when it's hot and sunny. When the sun is blazing down, you get a sunburn. Yes, we can use aloe as something that can soothe our skin, but they also say that we could use peppermint essential oil because it's super cooling. And it can be either diffused in the air to bring around a sense of coolness or mixed with a carrier oil and put on your skin to cool you off. Super invigorating, uplifts your mood, wakes you back up, and helps you feel refreshed. Another one for summertime is lavender because it's so soothing and calming. So if you are working on really making your summertime a time to relax and unwind, maybe lavender would be perfect for you, or after like a crazy day of running around, to help you unwind before bed. There are also a lot of citrus oils that are awesome at this time. Lime is one of my favorites, but also lemon, orange, or grapefruit, because they are super fresh and they can, again, boost your energy and boost your mood, make your air feel like cleaner around you. Oils can also be added. You can do Google searches for like insect repellents. Maybe I can post one of those on Instagram too, actually. Like insect repellents, I've used tea tree oil, things like that, that help to keep bugs away in a more natural way. Like, I don't mind rubbing it liberally on my skin. Whereas when I use like traditional bug spray, I kind of am trying to minimize it or put it on my clothes. Essential oils really help with that. So that's something I'm definitely going to be playing around with for August. Okay, our wellness habit number 10 is declutter your life. Decluttering your life works literal wonders for your health. First, think about your physical space. If we clear out the physical clutter in our living spaces, we create more of a sense of order, and that does help to reduce stress. A tidy environment makes us feel more relaxed. A tidy bedroom helps you sleep better, allows you to recharge and feel more energized when you wake up. Decluttering your physical space can help you to be more productive because you're not distracted, you're not tripping over things or feeling frustration by your environment. Just help you to be more calm, more productive, and more rested. But we also need to declutter our mental space. That means taking some time this month to let go of unnecessary worries, thoughts of the future, negative thoughts of the past, or self-talk patterns that are holding you back, that are leading to kind of bogging down your mental state. By letting go and decluttering those thoughts, we're going to improve our mental clarity. We're going to have a better time with our loved ones, with our family and friends, because we're going to be able to be more present with them without a greater sense of worry or overwhelm hanging over us. So whether you need to clear and declutter your physical space or your mental space, I hope you take some time this month to get organized, feel like you have a sense of calm, maybe simplify your routines and your commitments so you can focus on what is really important, because this will really have a positive impact on both your physical and your mental health. Okay, in case you nodded off at all in here, here is the rundown of 10 fun new wellness habits that you and I are going to try out this month for National Wellness Month. Number one, getting our morning sunshine. Number two, grounding and being connected with the earth. Number three, drinking lemon water with salt in the morning, especially before coffee. Number four, mindful journaling. Number five, going on nature walks. Number six, eating seasonal produce. Number seven, making some mocktails. Number eight, reading for fun. Number nine, playing with essential oils. And number 10, decluttering our lives. I hope you found this episode fun and helpful. You have some new ideas to try as we dive into National Wellness Month. I really would love for you to DM me and let me know what it is that you're going to be trying out, what new habits you're incorporating. Maybe you have a different habit that you'd like to work on for National Wellness Month and you want to chat about that one too. Anyway, I would love to hear from you. Always love your suggestions and feedback and your questions. I would be glad to incorporate more of your questions into some future episodes, so hit me up with those too. You can do that on Instagram at BeWellWithStuff, or you can go right to my website, BeWellWithStuff.com/podcast, and submit your stuff there. Someday I won't be overwhelmed by every toxin to their twist and turn. I'll get the gist. I'll learn my way. Each time I wait, I'll bless the day. Bounce it.